Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. Dr. Rebecca Carlin.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. Views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information that I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced disease syndromes, please go to www.drcarley.com, that's drcarley.com, and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I went from being a surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer to teach them how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and do everything based on history alone. You do not have to come to North Carolina to see me. So please call me at the number on my website if you would like to learn how I do consults. That number is 828-294-0662. I take calls from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. I ask you to consider the information that I give using your own God-given common sense and discern the truth for yourself. I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in toll-free if you would like to ask any questions. And there's now a number of lines that you can call in on the Station 2 for BBS Radio, and I'll give those numbers, but they're also listed on the homepage for Station 2. Toll-free USA and Canada, the number is 888-228-4494. Worldwide, the toll-free number is 877-489-6350. Direct line 2 is 530-776-5154. Line 3 is 530-776-5185. And line 4 is 530-876-9916. You can also call using Skype or Pal Talk. And the address for Pal Talk is bbsradio_com. So if you'd like to ask any questions, feel free to call in on any one of those lines. You can use your first name or a made-up name or give no name at all if that's what you so choose. And all shows are archived. Every week I will answer the question, What Ails America, with a different response, as well as share the good news of what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware of many different realities, which are oftentimes called conspiracy theories by those in the powers that be positions who want us to believe that they're not actually realities, but they are realities, folks. They are conspiracy realities. And once enough of us are aware of these, and especially my mission and my passion is to get you to realize that inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction and are, in fact, causing all autoimmune disease and cancer. And I do encourage you to go to my website, drcarley.com. There's a lot of important information on my site, but especially two of my documents entitled Inoculations, the New Weapons of mass destruction, causing an epidemic of genocide, and also my response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide. As you will see on my website, I've had a $10,000 reward for over a year and a half offered to any vaccine promoter or any mercury causes autism disinformer to come on the show and prove me wrong. And this is not a matter of ego, folks. It just turns out that I have found the proof right in my medical books that inoculations are corrupting the immune system and are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, which I call vaccine induced syndrome. And it is my mission to get you to understand that my profession, the profession of medicine, has become so corrupted that they are now causing disease, and then they prescribe their pharmaceutical drugs to manage your disease. But, of course, what the pharmaceutical drugs are actually doing are just adding to the side effects and causing you to go ever downward in that spiral of death and disease, and leading us to the biggest death toll that we've had in this country. As a matter of fact, the Journal of the American Medical Association itself has admitted that the practice of medicine is actually the number one killer in this country, and that's only the side effects of drugs and deaths that they admit to. That does not deal with the intentional euthanasia and all of the autoimmune diseases and cancer that they're causing by their inoculation. So that is what you have to realize, folks, is how corrupt the field of medicine has become. And realize that your body has innate intelligence within it, given to you by your Creator, which will allow your body to heal from any situation. What you have to do is get out of the way, learn what not to do, and that is what I cover on this program every week when I do the What's Ailing America shows, answering that question with a different topic, teaching you what you need to do. But I also encourage you not to believe anything I say, because you've been lied to about everything. And so what people have to learn is to check things out for themselves, discern the truth for yourself, find out whether or not the information that I give you is in fact correct. I promise you that I'm giving you the information that I know to be correct. I'm always hoping somebody will prove me wrong, because, of course, I will never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? Because there are so many things ailing this country that this is a lifelong project in itself, just answering that question. But I also interject the good news in terms of what's healing America, and I have some very important guests coming up, especially a woman that's going to be talking about raw foods and how important those are to you. So I try to also interject the good news, and if you listen to the show that I did a couple of weeks ago about my Hippocrates Protocol, which reverses all autoimmune diseases and cancer, I do that to uplift you and to make you realize that even though my profession has caused this epidemic of vaccine-induced diseases, which, of course, includes all the pharmaceutical drugs that they're giving, et cetera, there is good news, folks. You can reverse all of these things. And my protocol has been proven to reverse all these different conditions. And if you'd like to get a consult from me, please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Sunday, and I will explain to you how I do consults based on your individual history of toxin exposure. The big picture of my protocol is the last diagram on my website. But if you listen to the show that I did on my protocol, there were a number of people who were good enough to call in and give testimonials. Many people are very shy and are afraid to call because they're afraid their phones will be traced or whatever the case may be. But the good news is, folks, that you can reverse any condition. No matter what you have, it can be reversed. You just need a coach to teach you how to do it. And that's what I do. And hopefully shortly after the new year, I will have my course ready to teach others how to do my protocol and to certify them. And then we're going to have this spreading like wildfire across the world. Once a few million people have had their, quote-unquote, incurable diseases reversed with natural therapies, it's going to be impossible for the white coats to say it's just a coincidence, it's just a placebo effect from homeopathy. It's truly amazing at the excuses that they come up with to, you know, distract people from the fact that they are able to heal themselves with what the medical profession deems quackery. And I'm extremely excited. I have now joined forces with a type of chiropractic, which is called upper cervical chiropractic. By divine intervention, I'm actually located just down the road from a upper cervical chiropractic practitioner here in North Carolina. I've started to undergo that type of chiropractic myself. It is to chiropractic what my protocol is to alternative medicine. In other words, it is the type that will reverse your problem. Of course, we can't use the cure word because cures are reserved for medicine. It's actually against the law to use the word cure unless you're using a drug, which is actually very funny because drugs don't cure anything. They merely manage your disease and, of course, always give you side effects. But as it turns out, I have found the top of the food chain type of chiropractic, and I'm undergoing it myself, and I'm going to have a practitioner on my show within the next few weeks talking about what they do, explaining why that is the best type of chiropractic that you can possibly get because it deals with the actual problem that's causing all of the subluxations and other conditions like scoliosis that are torturing your spine because of the fact that the first two bones in your cervical spine at the top of your neck, right underneath your skull, are out of alignment. And as a matter of fact, they now have a five-year-old girl here in this country, in North Carolina. She came here from Italy. This little girl was completely paralyzed after getting her inoculation. They stuck her in a hospital in Italy for 2 years, did absolutely nothing for her, of course, told her parents she was going to die, and now she's here getting their upper cervical chiropractic adjustments, and I'm going to be doing my protocol on her as well, and everyone will see how this little girl, who's now paralyzed from vaccinations, is able to recover from these technologies. And there's another young man by the name of Jotson from Honduras that they're also going to be bringing to this country. It's truly amazing how the inoculation holocaust has spread, of course, all over the world. And I was really disgusted to learn that in the Honduras, the way that vaccinations are given is they actually give them to the parents and have the parents do the dirty deeds. They have the parents inject the child with the vaccination. And, of course, this little boy by the name of Jotson is also paralyzed. He actually fell into a two-week coma at age two after being given the flu shot, and he's now paralyzed from the neck down. And this is what's going on with these inoculations, people. This is how serious it is. And this is why it's very important to spread the word. Whether or not you get a consult from me, I beseech you to please tell everyone you know to check out my website to read the documents therein, because the powers that be have already licensed the bird flu vaccine. As you will find if you go to the bottom of my webpage and click on the links to various MSNBC articles, the bird flu vaccine has been licensed. The scientists are now making bets as to not if, but when the bird flu pandemic will occur. And, of course, they know it's going to occur because it's going to occur because of the bird flu vaccine being given in epidemic proportions. And the bird flu pandemic that they will create with the bird flu vaccine will be a very perfect excuse for the minions, the corrupt individuals in charge of our government to put us into martial law. And as you probably know, if you're checking out these various things and if you're on certain email lists, different truth organizations, you probably are already aware of the fact that Air Bush, the dictator in charge of our government, has already written an executive order that if there's martial law in effect next November at the time of the election, there will be no election. He will remain king. So it's getting very, very serious, folks, and I tell you these things to enlighten you and to educate you, not to fill you with fear, because you see, it's darkest before the dawn, and there is an awakening happening at unbelievable rates. I spend so much time on the phone and answering emails from individuals all over the world. I just got a call from Bangladesh a few days ago. It's true that so many people are waking up as to what's going on. And once we reach critical mass, the people are going to say no. They're not going to take this anymore. And since I know that there's very many government minions that listen to my show, they're always looking for an excuse to, you know, shut someone like myself up. You know, they can use words like sedition and things of that nature. I am not promoting a revolution. I do not suggest that you arm yourselves and get ready to, you know, shoot anybody that comes to your door, because, of course, the powers that be have spent our tax money to create weapons that we could not even possibly comprehend, that there is no thing that the normal average Joe citizen could possibly, you know, go up against. So what we need is an evolution of consciousness, an awakening so big that even some of the minions that are working for the powers that be are eventually going to realize that they are being made into slaves as well. You see, it's really amazing how it works out. You have lower-level people doing the bidding of the evil ones above them, you know, stealing children from good families, inoculating children, and if the parents don't go along with it, threatening to call Child Protective Services. And I'm going to be talking about the situation in Maryland some more in a few minutes. We have individuals in the court system knowingly putting good parents in jail for inoculation-induced problems or whatever the various things. There's so much corruption in the courts, it's incomprehensible. And if you listen to the show last week with reporter Janet Phelan in regards to probate murders and how they're actually not only murdering the elderly of means, but stealing their estates and taking everything they have through conservatorships. If you haven't listened to that show, I strongly recommend you check out the archives on bbsradio.com. You have to be aware of these things, folks, because, you see, this can save you untold suffering. And the message in regards to that situation is that if you have an elderly person in your family, you have to make them aware that they have to distribute their wealth before they get into a situation where they're quote-unquote incapacitated, because if they don't do that, then the government's going to steal it all. They are going to kill the older person just in order to get a hold of this wealth. This is the kind of things that are going on. And I could go on and on in terms of the levels of the onion, the layers that have been put in place to take everything we have, to steal our rights, to make us into slaves on the plantation. And the individuals that are involved in this, who are doing this, that have sold their souls for cash, of course, they believe that they are not going to suffer because they're part of the wheel of evil. They're one of the cogs, and they're participating in these actions to make certain things happen. They think that they're, you know, part of the old boys club and they're going to get away with what they've done, but they have no clue as to the other things that are also being done. You know, you have your attorneys selling people's rights for cash, and little do they know that their children are autistic because of inoculations or whatever the case may be. You see, once you sell your soul for cash, it's really amazing what happens in terms of other things that will occur down the line. And if you're involved in this situation and knowingly hurting other people, you are going to pay a spiritual price for this. You are definitely going to reap what you have sown. And that's why I encourage all those that are listening, who are doing things that they know are wrong, who are hurting other people knowingly because that's their job or because they want to make money or whatever their excuse is. We have to start doing unto others as we would have them do unto us. And this is the ultimate situation that's going to lead to healing of the earth and bring us to a state of peace. And if I didn't know, without any question, without any doubt, that this, in fact, is going to happen, I would not be wasting my time for all these many years trying to make a difference in my own little way, as many others are doing. So, once enough of us have become aware that inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, and that all of these other things that are being done knowingly by the powers that be to make us slaves on the plantation. Once enough of us are aware of this and stand up together and just say no, everything is going to change in a heartbeat. And we're getting very close. And so I ask all of you to stand up for the truth, because if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it yourself. And so I ask you, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? But I also tell you that you should be uplifted, because the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this. And the once feeble calls for cease and desist are now a roaring outcry. So on tonight's show, What's Ailing America, I'm going to answer the question with a variety of different articles that I've had access to in the paper and through various emails for the last week or two. I want to wish all of you that are listening a very happy Thanksgiving, because it is Thanksgiving, and I'm sure that many of you are enjoying your families and have other things to do rather than listen to internet radio. I haven't scheduled any guests for tonight. I just want to have a little talk with you myself. So I don't even have any specific topic I'm going to cover tonight. I just want to cover a few things. But if any of you have any questions about any health-related concerns that maybe you'd like to ask me, because normally I don't spend time covering those things on the show because we have very specific subject matters that we cover, then feel free to call in tonight and we can talk about your situation if you have any questions, or if you have any questions on previous shows that we've done and would like further elucidation about other subject matter, that would be fine. But before I start talking about a few articles that I've picked to discuss on the show tonight, I want to just talk about this holiday called Thanksgiving. The word Thanksgiving, giving thanks for those things and people that we are grateful to. And I just want to give a special thanks for the things that I'm grateful for. And the things that I'm grateful for are some unbelievable friends in my life, especially two friends by the name of Andre and Rick, and their mother by the name of Gloria that I had Thanksgiving dinner with today, just returned from their house a little while ago. Friends that would give their life for me. Those are the types of friends that I have had come into my life, and that is such a blessing. It's just incomprehensible that you can have people like that in your life, people that will do anything for you. And also to give thanks for all of you listening, because as you spread the word about these broadcasts, about my website, and about my work, we are causing a critical mass to occur, and I'm promising you that it is occurring. I know many of you get kind of down because you don't see the results with your own two eyes, because you're feeling very outcast. Many of you call me and tell me that your friends and family just don't seem to get it, and you try to convince them that they need to check out certain things, and they don't listen because they worship the Church of Modern Day Medicine. Be uplifted, because I'm right in the middle of it, and I can promise you that so many people are waking up, and it is happening. We are reaching critical mass, and it is going to be exposed to individuals, whether they want to know it or not, that the medical profession is making them sick. And this is one of the very biggest lies in terms of, you know, the medical profession helping people. This is one of the biggest things that has to be put on top of the mountain of lies, so that the entire mountain of lies will crumble. Because if you don't have your health and you don't have the ability to think clearly and discern the truth and critically evaluate different things that you're told, if you don't have your brain working and logically evaluating all of the information being put into it, of course you're not able to realize the other very disturbing facts and realities out there, such as the fact that our government made the AIDS virus and our government caused 9/11 to happen. 9/11 is an inside job. And the fact that the puppets that are actually pretending to be our representatives and the District of Criminals and the president and the vice president and all the other puppets are actually controlled by a very large family called the Illuminati, 13 families actually, that have control over the world, and they have a plan in place to cause the New World Order and to make us all slaves on a plantation. And I really encourage all of you that haven't seen the movie The Matrix, the very first movie in the series, to watch that movie, because it is probably one of the most important movies that's ever been produced, to show you how you are, in fact, slaves in a world that you can't see the bars. And so, you know, you don't really realize that you're slaves. But it's getting a little obvious as they control us in every way, as they read our emails and tap our phones and pretend it's because they're protecting us from the terrorists. Well, folks, the terrorists are within the government. And that is the reason that they're taking out the military. As a matter of fact, there's more soldiers being killed by their inoculations than are being killed by gunfire. And I'm so happy that I'm having an ever-increasing number of military soldiers contacting me to detoxify themselves, because as the Supreme Court gets ready to now hear a very important case, which could possibly end up in the disarming of all people. They're actually now going to try to twist and spin things and find an excuse to take away arms from every American citizen. Because as they get ready to take off their masks and prove that they're actually, you know, making this country into a slave state, they're getting very nervous and realizing they have to take away the arms from the citizens. So they're also basically making the military very sick, because, of course, the military have taken an oath to protect and serve and protect us from the enemies within or without. And as more and more of them realize that the traitors, the terrorists, are actually within our government, of course, the ones who care about their country would want to take steps to protect us. And this is why so many soldiers are being labeled as mentally ill. Because once they label the soldiers as mentally ill, then they have an excuse to take away their weapons. And a very disturbing article that I received recently, where was this published? This was actually published in England, a blog called Your New Reality. And this actually stems from a report from CBS News, which exposes some of the appalling statistics of the carnage involving the veterans, that 6,000 United States veterans killed themselves in 2005. So not only are they being killed with gunfire, not only are they being killed from the side effects of the inoculations and the other drugs that they're being given as they're being experimented on by the powers that be, but a lot of these soldiers who are going over to Iraq especially, but Afghanistan and other places, and seeing what's really going on, they're coming back home after being released and killing themselves, 6,000 of them in 2005. So that should tell you something, folks, that these soldiers don't like what they see. They can't even face what they have done, and so they come home and they do themselves in. And that should definitely tell you something. That is very, very disturbing. So one of the main situations that I wanted to cover tonight, before I forget, I want to continue with my thanks, what I'm grateful for. I'm very grateful for my son, Joseph Carley, Joseph Alvin Carley, who lives in Bayshore, Long Island, who I have not seen for over 4 years. He was taken away from me by a corrupt judge in New York State. A few corrupt judges were in on it, actually, because of the fact that I will not stop doing what I'm doing. But I want all of you to know, all of the thousands of you that have been healed with my protocol, all those of you who appreciate my information, I want you to realize that because of Joey Carley, this is what woke me up, is seeing the results of detoxifying my son Joseph with homeopathic remedies to reverse the vaccine damage that I didn't even know he had. And that is what started me on this road about 10 years ago. So I will ask all of you, please say a prayer for Joey Carley, that he will be returned to his mom. There's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done on many levels, because Joseph Carley is now living with a man who abused him very severely, and I'm not going to get into details because Joey's now old enough where this could cause him some embarrassment. But I've written a special message to Joey on my website because my spirit told me that at 11 and a half years old now, Joey's possibly going to learn how to Google and find his mom and realize that his mom did not desert him. His mom desperately wants to have him in my life, and that certain things have happened and certain people were involved in causing us to be separated, so that something will happen on the divine level to bring my son home to me. I went as high as the United States Supreme Court trying to do things through the courts in order to show the corruption and fraud that had occurred and bring my son home, and that is how I realized that the courts are totally corrupt, and that is why I just had to let it go and put it up to God and realize that someday something will happen in order for Joey to come home. And then when that does happen, that's going to be proof to all of you as to how corrupt the courts are, the police are, the district attorneys, the Child Protective Services. They're all involved, and Joey's story one day, well, I know, help a lot of people. But I would like to ask all of you to please pray for my son. I don't care what religion you are, but to pray for Joey Carley. I will ask all of you that are listening, whenever you listen to this, whether it be tonight on Thanksgiving or if you're listening to the archives, say a special prayer for Joey to let him know that he is loved and that his torturing and pain is going to do good for the world in the end, because there's so much that this child has sacrificed for everyone. You have no idea. And I would also like to thank my pets, leaders of the Lovely Pie, whose alternate name is Nothing But Trouble, and my two cats, Smokers and Echo. Those are my children who keep me laughing every day. And I would also like to thank BBS Radio. I have been a host on other radio stations in the past, and DBS Radio is the first place that I've come where I am not censored, where I can discuss anything I want, and I am so grateful to be a part of this family called DBS Radio, and this is a gift from God as well. And I want to thank Don Newsom and the other staff at DBS Radio for this honor and this opportunity to speak to you the truth. The truth is I know it every week on this show. And I encourage all of you to support DBS Radio. If you give a small donation, you are able to listen to any of the archives of any of the shows, not just mine. And I do encourage all of you to show BBS your appreciation by donating to them and to help keep them going, because the upgrades and the staff improvements and new additions to the staff that they're getting and all kinds of changes that are being made, they've now changed the shows to what's called Radio Time, so that you have an opportunity to be heard on what's called terrestrial radio stations. So if any of you that live in any areas that have radio stations that are, you know, delving into matters such as what I talk about, and you feel that they may be willing to give my information out on the air, please do contact me and let me know about that, because it's very important, as I said, to get this information out before the bird flu vaccine is unleashed on the public and before the bird flu pandemic is caused by that. Okay, so let me get to a few articles in the news. And like I said, if you have any questions and you'd like to call in, feel free to interrupt me at any time. Now, one of the biggest stories that I'm sure all of you have heard about is the situation in Prince George's County in Maryland, where a state attorney by the name of Glenn Ivey actually sent letters to 2,200 parents in that county who had not gotten their children inoculated with disease, or at least that's what the school said, that's what their records said, that these children had not gotten their inoculations. And in particular, we're talking about the hepatitis B and the chickenpox inoculations, inoculations which were added to the list of inoculations mandatory for the children. You see, one thing you have to realize is that they just keep on adding to the schedule. What happens is a pharmaceutical company develops a vaccine. There's no test done to prove that it's safe. There's no test done to prove that it's effective, because they know that they're inoculating the children with disease and they're actually causing more disease. It's called population reduction and, you know, making more future customers for the pharmaceutical cartels. So they came up with this mandatory vaccination situation in Prince George's County that they wanted the children to be inoculated with hepatitis B and chickenpox. Now, hepatitis B is a virus that's only transmissible by IV drug use, by sexual relations, by blood transfusions. There has to be intimate sharing of bodily fluids in order for hepatitis B to spread from one person to another. So, of course, one should be asking themselves, why are they forcing children in grade school to be inoculated with this virus? Let's pretend that vaccinations work. Are these grade schoolers having orgies in the schoolyard? Are they shooting up IV drugs? I don't think so. You see, it's all about the money in terms of the pharmaceutical companies developing the vaccine. The legislators are taking money in their back pocket in order to legislate on the state level that these vaccinations be mandatory. They add it to the list, and then they lie to parents and tell them that they have to get these vaccines in order for the children to get into school. Now, the chickenpox vaccine is another ridiculous situation. I'm 53 years old. I got the chickenpox when I was a child. It was an excuse for me to stay home from school and watch TV and drink soda or whatever and eat ice cream. It was an excuse just to basically have a little break, and you got a few little bumps on your skin that itched you. I don't know of anyone that ever died of chicken pox. They're constantly trying to tell us that people have, but you see, they make up so much stuff that how can you possibly believe them? But if you get the chicken pox as a child and you go through it in a natural way, you are immune for life. Now, what I will tell you is that the chicken pox virus, which is in the herpes virus family, is actually causing the biggest epidemic of insulin-dependent diabetes I've ever seen. The biggest increase in clients that I am now seeing, I have many, many people with neurological vaccine-induced diseases, especially autism, learning disabilities, ADD, etc. This has been going on for many years. But since they came out with this chickenpox vaccine, I have so many children with insulin-dependent diabetes. And each vaccine is bad, and each vaccine causes its own side effects, but the chickenpox vaccine is very much associated with insulin-dependent diabetes. Now, I want you to ask yourself, would you rather have your child get chickenpox or have insulin-dependent diabetes for the rest of their life? I have little 2-year-old clients who have to be stuck 18 times a day between having their blood sugars checked and getting their insulin injections. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, of course, insulin-dependent diabetes is one of the worst problems you can get because you can go blind, you can get renal failure. Diabetes is very serious and affects your entire body. So these are the two vaccines that they're trying to push on the parents in Prince George's County. Now, they were very sly how they pulled this off, because as it turns out, there is no law making you get any vaccination. There are exemptions available. In every state, there is a religious exemption. Many states have medical exemptions, but of course you will never get a doctor to write you a medical exemption because that doctor will lose their license. There are no doctors that write medical exemptions because they know that. And that's the main reason that they went after me, in addition to the fact that I was talking on television. I had a public access show in Long Island at that time talking about how dangerous inoculations are. So you can forget medical vaccinations. But every state has a religious exemption, and many states have a philosophical exemption. So there is no law that you have to get your children vaccinated. But what they pulled off in Prince George's County was that they told the children that didn't have vaccinations that they had to go home. They would not allow them to be in school. Now, this is totally illegal because, as it works out, if you have an exemption, a religious exemption is the most common exemption today. If you have an exemption for your child not to get inoculated, then what happens is if there's an outbreak of disease, those parents must take their children home and leave them at home. And that's fine. Who wouldn't mind doing that? That's not a big deal. But what they did in Prince George's County is they told the children they had to go home even though there was no outbreak of disease. Because, once again, the hardest question for these minions to answer is, if vaccinations work, then what is the problem with the non-vaccinated children going to school? Because if the vaccinations work, of course, the non-vaccinated children would be protected. But what they did in Prince George's County is they sent the children home from school. Once they were home from school, they became truants. And that is how State Attorney General Glenn Ivey used his hammer to come down on the parents as a state prosecutor, telling them that they would be put in jail, that they have a criminal charges brought against them for truancy, for not inoculating their children with disease. And last Saturday, there was a huge line of parents with their children lined up outside this courthouse to get their children inoculated. Now, as it turned out, because there were people there that were interviewing the parents, many of the children did, in fact, have their inoculations, but school had lost the records. So what the school, so first of all, it was the school's fault for losing the records, but what they did was then inoculate the children again. Just imagine the diseases and chronic problems that these children are going to have because they were not only inoculated once, but they were inoculated again because the school lost the records. There was no one there asking these parents if their children had had a prior reaction to a vaccination. No individual questions in regard to the health of the child. You know, they could be there with pneumonia. They could be there very, very sick, which is a contraindication to the vaccines, just according to the instructions of the physician's best reference. But these individuals just inoculated these children without any concern about their health, their immune system status, their prior vaccination record, what they actually received, nothing. All they wanted was to have them there to shoot them up. And what was really chilling was, as it turns out, Alex Jones, who I have a problem with Alex Jones on many levels. There's a lot of controversy as to whether or not he is, in fact, perhaps working for the other side to some degree, because all he does is spread fear. See, although I tell you about the things you need to know about in the world, I also tell you that there's hope, there's solutions, there's things you can do. If you only spread fear, you are actually causing people to stick their heads in the sand farther, hide under the bed. It's not doing any good. But I will give Alex Jones credit for interviewing state attorney Glenn Ivey on his radio program, and this has gone all over the Internet. And I'm sure this was a God-inspired thing that Glenn Ivey admitted on Alex Jones' program that he, in fact, did not inoculate his own children with chickenpox or hepatitis. So imagine the evil of an individual who would threaten to put parents in jail for not inoculating their children when he himself does not inoculate his own. That is really chilling, and it's very important that everybody know about that, and I hope one day that Mr. Ivey will reap what he has sown, because we'll have to wait and see the number of individuals, little children, that are going to get very, very sick and possibly die from what they did in Prince George's County, Maryland. And, of course, what I realize is that this is a shock test. When things like this happen, and it's very similar to what happened with Terry Schiavo in Florida a few years ago, where this poor woman, who they claim was in a vegetative state, but who actually was very much with it. She just wasn't able to express herself. Of course, her husband, Michael Schiavo, had beaten her up and had tried to murder her, and so he wanted to destroy the evidence. Being afraid that she would wake up one day and point a finger at him, he wanted to destroy the evidence, and that is the real reason that he wanted his wife to be killed by the medical doctors. And, of course, her parents fought it for years, and eventually the courts ruled that she could be starved to death, which is one of the most painful ways to die, and that was another shock test. You see, the powers that be are constantly doing certain horrific things to see what is your response going to be, people. Are you going to be outraged? Are you going to stand up and just say no? Are you going to do anything? Or are you going to say to yourself, thank God it's not me, you see? Because this is basically the overall feeling that people have these days. They watch the news and they see the different horrors that are going on out there, and they're just grateful that it's not them. But you see, we're supposed to be watchmen on the wall. We're supposed to care about each other. We're supposed to, you know, do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And if we see our neighbor being tortured, being murdered by the state, being threatened to be put in jail if they're not inoculated with disease, knowing how bad inoculations are, whatever the case may be, if we don't stand up for each other, you see, then that's how they know that they're going to be able to pull off whatever they want to pull off. Because their idea is to have a nation of tattletales, basically. You know, if you know that your neighbor is doing something the government doesn't want them to do, like not inoculating their children or whatever the case may be, you know, you can tattle on your neighbor and you can get a reward or whatever, you know, they deem that they're going to do. And, you know, you're going to earn a few points with Big Brother, but of course in the end, you're going to be a slave yourself. So I want you to just start thinking about this in terms of different tests that are going on. They're testing you people. They're waiting to see, are you going to be outraged? Are you going to care about these poor children in Prince George's County and what's being done to them? Because if you don't, you see, just like in Nazi Germany, you know, they came for the Christians. They came for, you know, the gays. You know, there's, I forget the name of the individual that made that statement, but they came for all these people and I did nothing. And then they came for me and there was nobody to help me. Well, that's the situation we're in right now in Nazi America. We have to start caring about each other. We have to care about our neighbor, what's being done to every single person and pet, and what's happening to the planet itself. We have to start having love for others. And once that happens and we actually raise our vibrations and our consciousness to include those who have been hurt and try to help them in whatever way we can, it's going to be a whole new world. And this can happen in a heartbeat once enough of us actually do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Okay. We're almost out of time already, but a couple other things I wanted to just mention. Very interesting, and I want to thank one of my clients by the name of Lynn for this very important article that she sent me. And this was actually reported in many places on the internet and the mainstream media in regards to the Merck company, that they actually admitted that the vaccine that they developed for HIV actually caused an increased incidence of HIV. Now, what's truly amazing, and this was actually reported in Time magazine, what's truly amazing is that what they stated is that the AIDS vaccine didn't protect the persons. In other words, there were more people that got AIDS that had the HIV vaccine than had a placebo. So their statement is that the vaccine did not protect the people. Of course, what's actually happening is that the AIDS vaccine is giving the people AIDS. But this is how they twist and spin things. If you get the AIDS vaccine and you get AIDS, then obviously you got AIDS because you were injected with AIDS. I mean, that's like so self-evident. You know, a kindergartner could figure that out. But just to read these different articles and see how they twist and spin things, you really have to laugh, because they're basically trying to convince us that the AIDS vaccine didn't protect them when, in fact, the AIDS vaccine gave them the AIDS. And I see we're almost out of time right now, so just one last thing I want to mention, and this was actually pretty funny. There was an article in my local paper here in North Carolina yesterday, actually, 11/21, talking about a situation that occurred in South Carolina where 21 individuals flunked the bar exam. And what happened was that the South Carolina Supreme Court, a five-member South Carolina Supreme Court, actually got together and decided to delete the probate section from the bar exam so that these 21 individuals who flunked the bar exam could pass the test. And, of course, among the 21 whose grades changed from failing to passing included Catherine Harrison, daughter of Representative Jim Harrison, Republican of Richland, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Kendall Burch, daughter of longtime circuit judge Paul Burch of Pageland. And this is another shock test. I mean, if this isn't pure corruption, imagine a court getting together to change a test that's given to all of these law students in the state of South Carolina and delete a part of the exam so that certain individuals that are connected to higher-ups in, you know, the corrupt South Carolina political system can pass the exams. This is the kind of stuff that's going on, folks. If this doesn't outrage you, all I can say is keep drinking your fluoridated water, keep taking your Prozac, just keep on doing what you're doing, watching the boob tube, watching Dancing with Stars. You know, don't care about any of these things. Because the corruption and fraud in this country is getting so huge. And whenever I see anybody that's got these stickers on their car, God bless America. God can't bless what's happening here, folks. We are all going to be held responsible for the corruption and fraud and torture and other things that are happening in the name of the good old U.S. of A. So on that note, I will wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I will hope that all of you will consider what I've said tonight, and please let's all work together to make this the kind of country that we can be proud of again. We can do it, folks. As a matter of fact, we're the only ones that can. We cannot count on the powers that be to do so. So happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.